virus particles, known as virions, consist of genetic material, DNA or RNA, wrapped in a protein coat called the capsid. Some viruses have an outer lipid envelope. A capsid can take simple helical or icosahedral forms or have a complex structure. The average virus is about 1/100th the size of an average bacterium, and most are too small to see directly with an optical microscope. For entry, a virus must attach to a host cell. Receptor proteins on the viral capsid or envelope bind to complementary receptor proteins on the membrane of the host cell. The virus can now enter the cell. As the cell membrane is covered by a phospholipid bilayer, this barrier must be breached. In endocytosis, the host cell engulfs the viral particle in a vesicle. In membrane fusion, the cell membrane is punctured and fuses with the unfolding viral envelope. In viral penetration, the viral capsid or genome is injected into the host cell's cytoplasm. Remember the basics of genetics. Viral DNA, or RNA, is a chain of four nucleotides, A, C, G, T, or A, C, G, U. In translation, a set of three consecutive nucleotides on a gene determines the amino acid to be synthesized. Chains of amino acids are polymerized and create proteins. Viral proteins are encoded by the genome in the capsid. In RNA viruses, one segment often codes for only one protein. Protein subunits will self-assemble to form a capsid. Nucleoproteins are the proteins associated with the nucleic acid in the RNA or DNA genome. A virus has either a DNA or an RNA genome. The majority are RNA viruses. Viral genomes are circular or linear. Among RNA viruses and certain DNA viruses, the genome is often divided into separate parts called segments. The genome replication of most DNA viruses takes place in the cell's nucleus. RNA viruses usually replicate in the cytoplasm. In this stage, the newly synthesized genome and the coded proteins are assembled to form new virus particles, virions. Assembly can take place in the cell's nucleus, in the cytoplasm, or at the plasma membrane. When replication and assembly has been completed and the host cell is exhausted of all resources in making viral progeny, the virus may exit the cell. An organism with a viral disease is contagious if it is shedding viruses into the environment.